This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
It always started the same way for her, not with a sound, not with a shadow, but with a shift. A subtle tightening in the room, like the air itself had sucked in a quiet breath. Long Island nights had a strange talent for amplifying that kind of tension, turning an ordinary bedroom into a listening chamber where every heartbeat felt louder than it should. And for as long as she could remember, something inside that silence had been leaning toward her. Not passing through, not drifting by. Leaning. A presence that had grown with her, followed her from childhood homes to shared apartments to the place she lived now. A presence she never invited, never understood, but learned to live beside the way someone learns to live beside chronic pain. It didn't vanish. It didn't explain itself. It simply waited, shaping the air, shaping her sleep, shaping the lives of every man who had ever dared to lie next to her. She was 29 now, old enough to know the difference between a nightmare and a presence, old enough to understand that what she'd been experiencing wasn't fleeting, wasn't random, and wasn't ignorable anymore, but young enough that it still unnerved her to admit one thing. Whatever this was, it had never belonged to any house. It belonged to her. Her father had understood it in ways no one else could. He'd been an empath, one of those rare people who didn't just observe emotion, but absorbed it, translated it, felt it like weather across his skin. He never told her what to believe, never pointed at shadows and named them monsters. Instead, he taught her to observe, to question, to stay receptive and logical at the same time, to never accept fear without evidence, but also never ignore it. He had stories of his own, real ones, unsettling ones. But he died at 47, leaving her with his gift and none of his guidance. Even now, she could feel the gap he left in her life every time she tried to make sense of the thing that watched her. She'd had plenty of paranormal experiences, enough to fill notebooks. Once she'd even written publicly about the activity in one of her old homes, poltergeist-level chaos that multiple roommates witnessed. Doors slamming, objects moving, heavy footsteps echoing through empty hallways. The kind of activity that either makes you a believer or sends you running. But underneath all those experiences, beneath every knock, every whisper, every flicker of movement, was one presence. Singular. Familiar. Not friendly and not exactly hostile, but deeply aware of her. And she had learned over the years to feel it more than see it. There had been a time when she saw spirits clearly, outlines, faces, even clothing. But the clarity of that faded the older she became. Now she saw only shadows, energy traces, glimmers of light that moved without a source. Most of the encounters came as sensory impressions, images that formed not in her eyes, but in her mind. Not hallucinations, not dreams, but a kind of thought feeling she couldn't fully articulate. A picture that wasn't visual, an emotion that wasn't hers. It was exhausting, overwhelming, and it wrecked her ability to sleep. For years, she fought insomnia with medication, heavy enough drugs that would have knocked out someone else within minutes, but for her, only softened the edges of the night. If she didn't take them, she lay awake for hours, pinned down by the sensation of being observed, not watched from a distance. Observed, as if something tall and still stood beside her bed, studying every rise and fall of her breath. She tried therapy, psychiatry, psychological evaluations. She'd been tested, questioned, monitored, and the verdict had always been the same. Sane. No hallucinations. No delusions. No sleep disorder. Her mother denied her own abilities, but sometimes let the truth slip. Prophetic dreams, sudden visions, encounters she couldn't explain. She blamed most of it on her daughter. A half-joke, half-confession. As if the activity was attracted to her the way static is attracted to hair. But the haunting wasn't just psychological, it was physical. And she wasn't the only one affected. And her current boyfriend had been waking up in the middle of the night, gasping, clutching his throat, describing hands that weren't there, tightening around his neck. He swore a dark presence hovered over him, holding him down, pushing against his chest. He couldn't move, couldn't breathe, couldn't call out. She tried to explain sleep paralysis, the perfectly natural phenomenon that mimics supernatural attack. She told him about REM-induced paralysis, the chemicals the brain releases to keep people from acting out dreams. She even explained that hallucinations during this state could feel vivid, violent, terrifying, but he refused it, every word of it. And the truth was hard to ignore. He wasn't the first man who felt this way. Her ex-fiancé, 5 years together, experienced the exact same thing, choking, heaviness, waking to the feeling of something looming inches above him. Before that, another ex in another long-term relationship described identical nights. Three men, three relationships, three people who had never experienced anything like it before dating her, three people who were absolutely certain that something in her life was attacking them in their sleep, and she didn't know whether to deny it or, finally, accept it. Because she had never experienced sleep paralysis herself, never felt that choking pressure, never woken unable to move. If anything, the entity seemed to bypass her and go for the people closest to her. But when she slept, really slept, strange things happened. Bruises appeared in places impossible to injure accidentally. The inner thigh, the back of her upper arm, the curves of her ribs, the soft skin just below her collarbone, finger-shaped marks, deep purple blooms. Cuts, too, thin slices across her hands, her chest, her arms. Not scratches from a pet, not accidental. Scrapes. And yet she never woke when they happened. Her boyfriend and her former fiancé had both insisted she never tossed, never thrashed, never walked in her sleep. She slept like a stone, still silent, unmoving. So where were the injuries coming from, and why? The activity had escalated recently. Lights turned on by themselves. Locked doors clicked open in the middle of the night. Objects she used every day vanished for a week, only to reappear in bizarre locations. Classic haunting behavior, sure, but with a twist. Every light turned on except the one in her bedroom. The room where she slept. The room where the presence hovered. That room stayed dark, always. And the entity wasn't just growing bolder. It seemed to be responding to her stress, her emotions, her frustration, especially after arguments with her boyfriend. She wondered, feared, whether her subconscious was somehow manifesting the energy, whether anger could take shape and act without her awareness. But the idea fell apart the moment she considered the other logic. If she were somehow doing this, she would feel it. Instead, she felt something else, something outside herself, something that had terrified her over the years, slammed doors, whispered her name, breathed against her skin, hid behind the corners of her mind, and yet had never hurt her directly. Only the people around her. Only the people who loved her. She didn't want to admit it, not to herself, not out loud, not even in the quiet space of her own thoughts, but the pattern was too clear to ignore. This presence, whatever it was, behaved like something territorial. Not protective, not benevolent, but attached. Attached to her in a way that didn't tolerate competition. And the more connected she became to someone, the more it reacted. Tension in the home? It grew louder. Arguments? It grew bolder. Someone else trying to sleep beside her? It became violent. She didn't want to call it jealousy. That word felt childish, overdramatic, too human for whatever this thing was. But there was something disturbingly personal in the way it targeted the people lying beside her. Something too intentional to dismiss. Still, despite everything, it had never laid a hand on her. Not that she remembered, not while she was awake. Its cruelty was selective, its presence oddly patient. It hovered around her like someone standing behind a curtain, waiting for her attention to drift before stepping closer. Over the years, she had grown used to coexisting with it. Or maybe she'd trained herself to ignore it. She couldn't tell the difference anymore. But it had followed her through every address, every relationship, every life change. It was the only constant. And she hated that. Her understanding of hauntings was educated. She'd done the research, read the case studies, studied psychology and sleep disorders. She understood what a human spirit felt like. The ache or warmth or unfinished business signature that clung to them. She understood what residual hauntings were, loops of energy replaying memories like echoes trapped in a room. She knew how poltergeist cases behaved, often tied to subconscious emotional distress, and she knew how sleep paralysis could convince even rational minds that something dark was suffocating them. But this wasn't any of that. This thing didn't behave like a person, living or dead. It didn't match any known classifications she'd come across. It was deliberate, responsive, almost strategic. It hid itself when it wanted to, revealed itself when she was vulnerable, and grew most active when someone else was getting too close to her. The night her boyfriend confessed the entity had choked him for the third time, she felt her stomach twist, not in fear, but in recognition. She knew this pattern. She'd lived through it before. She'd tried to rationalize it then, too, but intuition had a cruel way of keeping score. Her ex-fiancé, years ago, told her he woke up gasping and thought he was dying. The boyfriend before him had fought invisible hands in his sleep. Three different men, three different homes, same phenomenon. She tried to dismiss it. She tried not to let her mind circle around the possibility that the common denominator wasn't the houses or the relationships or the timing. It was her. She wasn't proud of the way that thought settled in her chest, heavy and cold. She spent her whole life trying to understand the sensitivity she inherited from her father, the way she could feel things most people never noticed. She never imagined that whatever shadow had latched onto her family line had decided she was the one to cling to. But every night, the truth made itself clearer. Her boyfriend's sleep had become a battleground. He'd wake up sweating, trembling, convinced something had been leaning over him, breathing into his face, pressing against his throat, whispering in a voice just low enough to make him question if he'd imagined it. He insisted he wasn't dreaming, insisted he'd never had sleep issues before meeting her, insisted that something was angry with him, though he couldn't explain why. She tried to soothe him, tried to create distance between her personal life and the presence she'd grown accustomed to. But it wasn't listening to her any more than it listened to him. The strange part, the part that unsettled her more than the nights of choking or paralysis, was that she sensed it too. Not as clearly as he did, not physically, but emotionally, energetically. The nights they fought, the air in the apartment thickened like humidity before a storm. Shadows felt heavier, corners felt darker, and she could practically feel something pacing, waiting. Like it fed on tension and sought out cracks in her relationships, widening them just to watch what happened. And she hated that she sometimes wondered if it wanted her alone. Her own experiences escalated alongside his. She'd wake up with new bruises, dark, fingerprint-like impressions on her arm or thigh, scratches that burned when she showered, thin cuts that vanished within a day or two as if they were never meant to last. Every time she inspected them, the same question replayed in her mind. Why now? Why after fights? Why not when she's alone? She didn't have answers, not even close. And that terrified her, more than the bruises. Even the dog had begun acting strangely. Her chihuahua, usually a confident little sentry, started trembling at night, eyes fixed on empty corners, barking at nothing. She'd pace on top of the bed, whining as if trying to warn her. Animals didn't lie, animals didn't dramatize, and dogs didn't behave like that unless something was deeply wrong. She tried cleansing the space, sage, incense, salt at the doorways. She tried affirmations, claiming her home out loud, the way so many spiritual practitioners recommended. She kept crystals by the bed. She meditated, she journaled, she avoided Ouija boards, sticking to her father's warning that you never knew what you invited, but none of it changed anything. If anything, the activity intensified, as if the entity had taken her efforts as a challenge. And the lights had begun flicking on in the middle of the night, not all of them, just the ones far from her bedroom, the foyer, the bathroom, the kitchen. It was almost mocking, as if announcing, "I choose what stays dark, not you." The bedroom light never turned on, not once. Doors, too, had minds of their own. They'd lock without explanation, unlock without sound. One morning, she woke to find the front door unlatched, despite locking it herself before bed. Another night, she watched the bathroom door swing open slowly, even though there wasn't a breeze. And always, always, that feeling of being watched, observed, studied, not by a person, not by a lost soul, by something that didn't want to be identified. She had tried reasoning with herself. She had tried burying the fear under logic, but the fear always fought its way back. not because she believed she was in danger, but because the thing was unpredictable, and unpredictable things couldn't be trusted. She wanted to understand it. She wanted control, but mostly she wanted peace. And she hadn't had peace since she was a child. Some nights she wondered what her father would say if he were still alive, whether he would know what this presence was, whether he'd seen anything like it, whether he'd blame her sensitivity or insist she was not imagining anything, whether he'd know how to help, but he wasn't here. And she was facing something that seemed older than logic, older than hope, and far too familiar to be a stranger. There were nights she lay still, eyes open in the dark, listening to her own heartbeat thud against the quiet. She wasn't imagining it. The subtle, deliberate movements in the room, the pressure in the air, the feeling of someone standing too close, just past the reach of light. She would try to breathe evenly, try not to show that she sensed it. She learned long ago that reacting seemed to draw it nearer. She didn't know when the presence first became aware that she could feel it. Maybe it always knew. Maybe it had been waiting for her to notice. What she did know was that once it understood, she could perceive it, even faintly. It never gave her a moment of true solitude again. Some nights she'd drift on the edge of sleep and feel it, an icy, deliberate fingertip trailing along her arm. Other times it hovered near her head, a pressure like someone leaning over her pillow. She never saw a figure, never glimpsed a face, but she sensed its shape, its interest, its attention, and it never felt passive. It wasn't watching her, it was waiting. The entity's attention sharpened in cycles, dormant 1 month, suffocating the next. She never knew what triggered the shifts, but they always coincided with her emotional life. The more stable she felt, the quieter it stayed. The more stressed or vulnerable she became, the more it invaded, as if feeding off the cracks. Her boyfriend didn't see it that way. He saw only the effects, his nightly attacks, the choking, the heavy weight pinning his chest. He felt the intention and interpreted it as hostility directed at him personally. And she couldn't blame him. Being woken with invisible hands around your throat wasn't the kind of thing anyone rationalized easily, but she felt something different. Not kindness, not protection, but fixation. As if it only reacted to him when she was upset, when tension between them made something inside her shift, even subtly. She hated thinking it. Hated the way the suspicion lodged under her ribs like a shard of ice. What if it wasn't mindless hostility, but mimicry? What if it mirrored her subconscious emotions? She tried to push the thought away. It felt wrong. It felt accusatory. But the coincidence gnawed at her. Three partners, same pattern, same escalation, same nights marked by arguments, fear, anger, hurt. She kept wondering whether the entity was external or whether some part of it was intertwined with her in a way she didn't yet understand. Maybe not born of her, but tied to her, shaped by her, responding to her internal storms. It scared her to think that something could be feeding on her emotions without her control. It scared her more to think it could be amplifying them because this thing did not feel human, and it did not feel harmless. Her bruises continued appearing, some round like finger marks, others long, thin, like scratches blooming overnight. She had woken once with a stinging line across her chest, so fresh it was still pink. She had stared at it in the mirror, shivering, and whispered out loud, "Did I do that to myself?" Silence. No answer. She hated that she didn't know. Her ex-fiancé, who had known her better than most, had once told her, gently but firmly, that she underestimated the strength of her mind. "You carry too much," he'd said, "and you don't let it out. Don't be surprised when your body finds its own way." But this didn't feel like an internal eruption. It felt like intrusion. Something deliberate. Something smart enough to choose where to leave its marks. Her boyfriend now had started avoiding sleep entirely. He would pace, toss, turn, complain about the air feeling thick or crowded. He said he dreamed of a dark outline watching from the doorway, sometimes beside the bed, sometimes behind her. He had reached the point where he dreaded nightfall. She couldn't blame him. Nights had become a kind of ritualized dread for her as well. Even the dog sensed it, especially the dog. She would stand rigid, hackles raised, staring at the same unlit corner near the bed. Sometimes she barked short, frantic bursts. Other times she whimpered, pacing along the blankets as if trying to shield her. Dogs didn't invent terror. Dogs didn't hallucinate shadows. If the dog sensed danger, there was danger. Yet through all of this, despite the nightly choking, despite the bruises, despite the strange lights turning on across the apartment, something inside her whispered that the entity's attention was uniquely focused on her, not her boyfriend. He was collateral. She was the target. The presence didn't hide from her. It never had. And she wasn't imagining the way it sometimes leaned closer when she felt overwhelmed, as if savoring something. She tried to rationalize again. Maybe this was trauma. Maybe it was sleep deprivation. Maybe it was the intense grief she still carried from losing her father, the person who had grounded her through every strange experience she'd ever had. Maybe losing him had uprooted something inside her. Maybe these nightmares and sensations were manifestations of old wounds. But then the lights would flick on, or a door would open, or she'd hear her name whispered clearly in her ear when no one was home, and all rationalization would crumble. Even more disturbing were the mornings she'd wake with the distinct sensation that she'd been touched lightly, privately, intimately, without consent. That sick feeling of violation, of being handled by something she could not see. She would lie there afterward, staring at the ceiling, shaking. She had tried everything she knew to do. Routines her father taught her. Spiritual cleansing practices, meditative grounding, affirmations. None of it made the slightest dent. And deep down, she feared the reason. You can't banish something that isn't in your home. You can only banish what's in your space. But this presence wasn't in her home. It was with her, attached, entangled, drawn to her like a magnet to metal. Whether it had followed her from childhood, whether she had inherited something her father never told her, whether an entity had chosen her long before she understood this, what she was feeling. She didn't know, but she did know that it wasn't just haunting her life anymore, that it was shaping it. And she didn't know how to live with something she couldn't identify, couldn't control, and couldn't escape. Some nights she whispered into the dark, barely audible, "What do you want from me?" Sometimes the air seemed to respond, contracts, tightens, sharpens, as if some invisible thing leaned close enough to hear her thoughts, but refused to answer them. She had learned one final chilling truth. It wasn't ignoring her, and it wasn't confused or lost. It wasn't trying to hurt her, to scare her away. It knew exactly what it was doing, and it was never going to leave on its own.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. Audio Boom.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. 'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.